Welcome back. Another episode of Talking in Eggshells. My name is Chris Armstrong.
And I'm Vince Brantley.
And I've sort of had to say welcome back because we've sort of had an intentional hiatus for reasons we are going to talk about today. Today's really about a pivot, and we're going to talk about that pivot, why we're moving into that pivot. And really, as part of that pivot, I'm going to jump into our first should they or shouldn't they, Vince? What do you think?
Okay, that was good.
So right before I was coming on to record this with you, I read just a headline that said that RG3, who of course is a former quarterback in the NFL, is basically openly encouraging Caleb Williams, who's a quarterback out of USC, predicted to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. He's encouraging Caleb Williams to tell the Bears that he will not play for them. See, here's my simple should they, shouldn't they. Should sports athletes, right now we're just talking about the NFL, but in general, pro sports athletes, should they or shouldn't they be able to refuse to play for a team that they get drafted by?
Whether they should or shouldn't, it's hard to say. It seems to be counterintuitive to the word draft itself. And if you were to dodge a draft, I think there should be some penalty. So, here you are, I have a team that, in many cases they make concessions, they compromise. They may give up star players for a pick, and then they get their pick and you don't want to go to their team. In other cases, they really had a bad year. And the one thing that they have to look forward to is how that will impact their standing in the draft and their potential to get players that can be truly impactful, right? Should players be able to say, I'll pass? I think it just is kind of counterintuitive to what the draft is. And if they did that, then there should be some level of a penalty, maybe a cap on what they could make. I don't know. A cap on when they can start. Maybe you can say no, but you're not going to be considered for another 2 years if you'll be considered. If we aren't willing to do things like that, then let's not call it a draft. Over to you, Chris. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat what you said, except to say I wholly agree with literally everything you said. The only thing I'll double down on is what you said about the potential penalty, which is I like the idea that if you get drafted by a team and you don't want to play for that team, then you sit out at least a season. You don't get to play because, to your point, the team did things to be able to draft you. The whole point is, particularly like the NFL and in most of the other sports, the worse the team is, the higher their draft stock. So they're picking you as whatever player they're picking for the purpose of making their team better. You just decide you don't want to play for them. I think there should be penalties. Not unlike maybe Vince, penalties, although penalties might be a strong word, penalties for, having a podcast called Talking on Eggshells. I said at the beginning, this is sort of a pivot episode. Pivot is a word in the title. You and I almost a year ago, if not exactly a year ago, released the first episode. And since then, we have seen some, I don't know if it's unforeseen, but some blowback and certainly some penalties. And here we are. How do you want to kick this off?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a discussion about some of the consequences of choosing to talk on eggshells for us in particular as co-owners of a company whose one of our founding principles is impact over everything and recognizing not only its potential to limit how impactful we can be, but the impact that it can have on everything that we would have otherwise have been invited to do. When an organization is dealing with a hot topic issue, they really don't. They know they need help if they're going to facilitate a discussion, just to have people to talk. They need a neutral third party to come in and to have those discussions. These are the organizations in those positions that turn to us, not just because we have a history of doing this, not just because we're the only company that's certified to certify people to do this, but because of our incredible ability to have these conversations from a neutral lens to get to the root of what's happening in the organization. To that point, there would never, in any other case other than this podcast, be a way to kind of enter into our thoughts on the topic. But this podcast has given organizations that window. And to the point that I know that we can even fault them in the times when organizations have said, we don't know if we can move forward. People feel like you're opinionated. Whether we're opinionated or not, it just gave them more than, you know, they would have in any other circumstance. Things that would not come out during the actual discussion. But in order to have that discussion, on the podcast, it's almost unavoidable. I'll pause there, Chris. What would you add?
I mean, just that, you know, the one side of me, you know, has come into today's specific discussion with a little bit of frustration. But to your point, and you say it as usual with such grace and honesty, it's hard to blame clients, potential clients, for wanting to bring in neutral facilitators only to have a podcast that, regardless of how neutral we want to be or think we are, there are some cases where who we are is coming out. And so, you know, what this has really sort of forced us to do was to take stock of what the intended impact of the podcast has been up to this point, which is, you know, to talk about really difficult discussions, no matter how quote unquote controversial, in a way that opens hearts and minds, changes hearts and minds, gives people different lenses, but has, I think, beyond what we thought it would do initially, has in some cases put out either opinions, our opinions, or even people's perceptions of our opinions in a way that hurts their ability to see us as neutral. And that matters. It's not, this isn't, it could easily be sort of a bellyaching session, the Chris and Vince bellyaching show, because, you know, we don't get to, you know, talk about some of those same things anymore. But it's more of a reflection session. Like, we can still talk about culture, we can still talk about things in the workplace without putting ourselves and our clients at risk. And I think that just being able to sort of to see that and treat today's discussions as that pivot will not only help us, but maybe help other people who are in this space. Back over to you. What goes through your mind?
Yeah. You know, it was a couple of words you said there on the note of who we are coming out. And I think it's very, very important that we distinguish that it's in some cases, it may not be who we are. It may be the ability to have a perception of who we are based on a conversation that we're having and the things that we're saying and or not saying. There are topics that are so, let me rephrase that. I almost stepped into something there. There are topics, because topics aren't divisive, people are. So there are topics where people are so divided that really it's difficult for them to see a person have a neutral discussion. you know, without, and it's difficult for them to hear you discussing the topic without disclosing where you stand on it. I mean, in our mailbags, people have asked us, what is your opinion on this thing? You know, they really want to, having had the conversation with the experience that you have, can you share with us a little bit more about where you stand with it? It's important to them. And there are places where neutrality, and we had an episode on this, is almost seen as some form of cancer, is cancerous. You know, if you're neutral in this space, you're not aware, you're not empathetic, and therefore you're part of the problem. When your organization is dealing with it, though, and you need someone neutral, that is your only route. But here, we're not dealing with an organization. We are bringing topics to the table and attempting to talk to them from multiple perspectives. And, you know, if we just open our hearts and are empathetic to how audiences might receive that, it's not a long journey or a long walk to be able to understand why they might feel the way they do. Impact over everything. We cannot risk our ability to be impactful.
And I would just say the reality is that we can still talk on eggshells just by sticking to sort of workplace culture topics and have impact, because in a lot of ways, there will always, as long as you have human beings in the workplace, there will always be workplace culture challenges. And it doesn't matter. Irrespective of what's happening in the outside world, irrespective of some of these, you know, very contentious, inspiring topics, because you're right, it's not the topics, but they inspire contention from people. And so, you know, a big part of this pivot is, you know, Chris and Vince moving away from talking about societal issues that touch on the workplace, or societal issues that don't touch the workplace, to workplace culture issues, some of which may be influenced by things happening in society, like election year 2024, for instance. But as we were having this discussion, as Vince and I were talking about this, and it was a long discussion, I mean, and necessarily so, a lot of what went through our mind is, or was, how do we change hearts and minds in the workplace? How do we get people at the top of the chain to consider more so the people at the bottom of the chain, the people at the bottom of the chain to consider more so the top of the chain. If we just think about the 242 assessments we've done just in the last 6 years alone, how do we really take all of the things that have influenced negative cultures and talk about them in a way that helps people change some of those negative cultures to healthier cultures? And really, how do we do so in a way that really inspires people on either side of the quote unquote aisle? And when we talk about workplace aisle, we're talking about supervisors, non-supervisors, mission support, people who are in the main building versus people who are not in the main building. And again, to some degree, some of the topics that trickle into the workplace. And instead of us talking about our thoughts and feelings about those topics, we talk specifically about the impact of some of those things in the workplace. So Vince, what are some of these pivots going to look like as we move forward, besides the topical pivot?
Another pivot that you'll see in 2024 from this day forward is kind of like we started this morning, the way we started this episode. In the past, like when we started this, we're like, how do we give people an opportunity to get to know us? And so it was important that we establish some sort of relationship with our following, and in that, we would take time to talk, you know, taking time to talk. And sometimes we take more time than others, getting to know each other, getting to know you as our listeners, but also giving you an opportunity to get to know us. And so whatever the thought was, that the thread we pull, we just talk about it. Sometimes those talks became the episodes. Sometimes they just took up a considerable amount of time before you got to the actual what the content was about. One of our pivots is going to be to really make that in the same format of the, was it 2 for 40 or did, how do we do it? 10 topics
in 40 minutes, yeah.
40 minutes format. So it's very short. We'll bring something like should we or shouldn't we type thing, and it'll give you a lens into how we think without taking up too much time, if you will, just honoring your time, honoring the time that you're sharing with us. Another pivot would be, one of our things that we love to do and many fans love, but we recognize it can take up some time. And so at the end of the day, our song of the day, instead of, you listening to me give gaps of air over and over again because I'm trying to think of this song, we'll basically have 4 minutes to come up with four songs. If we don't come up with four songs for whatever the category is, then whoever comes up with the four songs either gets a win, we both take a loss, or we both win because we both came up with four songs. And then what that'll do is not only shorten the end of the episode, but to allow us to leave and depart the episode without departing so far from the resolution of the very content that we were bringing to you. So we're learning and we're growing. We're listening to feedback, and we're also anticipating feedback in a way that is hopefully going to make this 2024 experience more impactful for each and every one of you. Over to you, Chris.
No, I think to that last point, we've had some clients say to us they would love to turn our content and the resolution piece into like required listening for their staff or into, talking points here and there. But to Vince's point, they find it difficult if we have a 15-minute close while him and I tussle back and forth on the song of the day competition. And similar to the front end, they've asked in some cases for their employees to listen to the podcast. But if the front end is 15 minutes, it's taken too long to sort of get to that. So again, we are impact over everything, and this is us moving forward impactively. This is us pivoting and acknowledging to you that, some of the impacts we simply didn't intend, particularly around some of the topics that we had tackled in the last year. So you can expect a lot more of the same in terms of culture, in terms of workplace, DEI and culture topics, and it is going to be very, very true to culture. And in cases where the workplace culture is being influenced by, sort of outside occurrences, we will still bring those two together, but we're going to be more deliberate about the impact to workplace culture so that we can help people change hearts and minds. And that's really it. I mean, is there any final words for you? Yeah,
just a couple.
We're both sort of testing. Go ahead.
One of the other pivots we're going to do is we're going to start loading the podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays as opposed to Mondays and Thursdays. This, again, being mindful of changing patterns in how people are telecommuting and or not commuting. So a lot less people are commuting on Mondays. We really wanted this to be something that you can enjoy on your way in. So we're going to post now on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Hopefully that connects with your schedule. And if it doesn't, just know the next morning, we hope that it does. So now Monday will be yours. Tuesday, we'll be putting the message out. Wednesday, we'll take a break. Thursday, we'll come up with another message. And if we do have an extra message, it will be on the Wednesday. So there may be some weeks where you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Is what the plan is moving forward. Anything you want to share on that, Chris?
Now, just that the Wednesday might be like the mailbag, for instance, would be on Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays. But no, you hit it. I mean, Mondays and Fridays have become sort of, even for organizations that have gone back to, you know, working a few days a week, Mondays and Fridays still tended to be the days people don't travel. And even if you don't travel, we still love you. But we are trying to, you know, maximize the amount of people we can impact.
The last thing I would add as a kind of bright side, you know, if you want to learn to have the very difficult types of conversations from a neutral lens that we unfortunately will no longer be having on this podcast. But keep it in mind, like, it just because we can't talk about it here because it might affect our ability to be able to talk about it there doesn't mean that it's not important to be able to talk about it. There is a course that we offer. We're the only company that's certified to certify people in that space as diversity, inclusion, equity, and belonging facilitators and as culture facilitators. And we'll be from time to time announcing those course dates in the podcast to link you to it. If you want to, you know, you can just write us, tell us if there's a course date coming up that you want to participate, and you can spend 3 days with us learning the skill and learning a lot about yourself and what might have in the past been obstacles to having those conversations. We're very excited to share that that opportunity with you as well, and we'll be using this to link. So for those who are going to the course, now they'll be able to link back to this material and it'll be all relatable. And then for those who are listening to the podcast, who knows, after a certain amount of episodes, you might just decide, hey, I'd like to go to that course. We're here for all of it. Over to you, Chris.
No, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because our followers, even outside of this podcast, have long been asking, you know, where's your 2024 class schedule? We actually put that on pause for the same reason that we've sort of reworked this. And actually for the same reason that we talked about in another episode a few months ago called, you know, sort of the state of DEI. We want to be more intentional so we can be more impactful going forward about all of it. So as Vince said, we will be coming out with dates for the upcoming training classes. I just want to sort of give you a sense of the why. And this is a shorter episode than most because, again, it's sort of a pivot, sort of a transition episode. And because, Vince, you kept saying impact over everything, for our first abbreviated sort of still sticking to music, but, you know, and being mindful of time sort of thing, we are simply going to do songs that either begin or end with the word over in the title. So it either has to start with the word over or it has to end with the word over in the title. And we're just going to do 4x4. So you will go back and forth until one up to four times, unless someone just doesn't have one. But only four times. If we both get four times, we'll both get thumbs up. Otherwise, I'm hoping for a thumbs down. So leaning in your direction. Go ahead.
Overjoyed, Stevie Wonder.
Over and over, Nelly and Tim McGraw. See how I did both?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Or the rainbow, Judy Garland.
It actually started somewhere over the rainbow. So no, that's not a...
I don't know. I would look that up.
Yeah, okay. Let's look it up.
If you would, please.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna look it up.
Sing the song. So I happen to have a little bit of expertise on it. So just if you would, please.
Oh, look at this. Mm-hmm. And it is called Over the Rainbow Dam. Okay. I completely was wrong there. So let me just shut up. Let's do When It's Over by Sugar Ray.
What number are we on now? I'm not stalling.
This will be your third.
Okay. Overkill by Minute Work.
It Ain't Over Till It's Over, Lenny Kravitz. Another double over.
It sounds like you said it ain't, though. Is it ain't? Does that count? Is it?
Because I said it has to either have over in the first word or the last word.
But it ain't was the first two words. Isn't it a word? It ain't over till it's over?
Yeah, but over is the last word in the song title, which I said
oh,
it either has to be the first word or the last word.
All right. Then I have to go with over now with Post Malone.
There's your fourth, and mine is Overjoyed by Matchbox 20.
Okay. Not to be
which is not a remake of the Stevie Wonder song.
It's not. I wanted to clear that up for the
Yeah, well, I mean, even though we both got two thumbs up there, I'm gonna if there was an L to this, it would be me for arguing the Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So I'm just gonna park that right there and apologize profusely.
I would have to take an L too. I said I argued it ain't over till it's over. So we
fair still, point.
We're either both thumbs up or down. We're starting to pivot, even keel. But you know. They say, something about it ain't over till it's over. So there's more to follow.
I'm with you there, but I like it. It was clean. It's actually preferable because, like you said, we're not jumping back and forth. Okay. So I don't know what episode number this is, but let's just say it's the first pivot episode, hopefully the only pivot episode. But again, we're doing it for you all. My name is Chris Armstrong.
And I'm Vince Brantley. We are talking on eggshells.